Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In numerous verses of Holy Quran, we find the expression that the Quran attests the contents of the previous books. Let's take a look at this verse of Quran. It says, "And we have revealed to you the book with the truth, verifying what is before it of the book." Now, some take this verse of Quran and they say that Quran actually attests the contents of Torah and Gospels. Is that really the case? Because there are some people who say that Islam has brought a brand new message. Islam is not repetitive. Islam does not go back to the older scriptures of any religion and endorse them completely. It is a book of Allah that has come down in its entirety, and it speaks for itself a comprehensive message. So how do we put it all together? And to be honest, why is it important if Quran, it goes back and attests the contents of Torah and Gospels or not? Why is it important to discuss? Well, first of all, there are some Jewish and Christian preachers who take this verse of Quran and they propose that there was no distortion or any sort of alteration to the Bible and to the Torah. They claim that the Torah and the Gospels of the time, which is today, is no different from the time of the Prophet. And their claim is based on this verse and similar verses where Quran actually says that it endorses the contents of the previous books. It alludes to this fact. Now, this is why it becomes important for us to understand, to realize, and to comprehend what our take on the issue is. Because when the Jewish and Christian preachers, they come and ask us or confront us that, okay, your book says that it attests the contents of the previous books, the previous divine books, then what is our stance? And they say, since it attests it, you should believe in those books too, as it is, as they are today. And their claim is based on this very fact that Quran says that it attests, so why do you not accept the Bible and the Old Testament, the New Testament, as it is today? They say that in the time of the Prophet, if there were any alterations, this verse of Quran would not have come down. Okay, their claim is that if the Bible had changed at the time of Prophet, this verse of Quran would not have come down. They have a point. So they say any alteration that had to take place should have been before the Prophet, since you know Prophet Jesus was on the face of this planet Earth 500 years ago or so before the Prophet. So the Prophet of Islam, in his time, this ayah, this verse of Quran is coming down. So their claim is that you should accept the Bible. Okay. This is why it becomes important for us to understand this phenomena and realize how we respond to these people. Stay tuned and we'll be back after a short break.
The Holy Quran, in the words of Professor Gary Miller.
The Quran talks about other scriptures. It says there's truth in them, and it says there's faults in them. And it says the Quran will show you the difference between them. That does not mean that if the Quran says it, but their book says this, the Quran must be right. That's not the attitude. The Quran tells you the truth is obvious, that this is correct can be shown because of what's in their book. In other words, their difficulties can be demonstrated. It's not just a case of saying, my book is true, your book is false. In fact, the one verse that's used, they write missionary books on it, is from the 5th surah, the 48th ayah, where it says of the Quran that it was revealed to confirm the truth in previous books. And this is where people stop. And they say, see, Muslims, your book says my book is true. They stop halfway through the sentence. The rest of the verse says, and it was revealed, and the Arabic word used is muhaimin. Means as quality control over those books. Tells you which parts are true and which parts aren't, or how you can tell the difference between which parts are true and which parts are not. But more important than that is that whatever the shape of their scriptures is today, whether it contains true or false, very often that is not under discussion when the Quran is talking about their scriptures. It tells them, look in your book and you will find this. Whether your book is true or false, leave that aside for now. In your book it says, so it points out to people their own difficulties. This follows in apparently the best tradition of Jesus. 5th chapter of John, he criticized the Jews. He said, you people read the scriptures all the time because you think in there is the secret of life. He didn't say, and you're right. He didn't say that. He said, but I'm telling you, if you were more careful about what you're reading, you would notice that those scriptures tell you about me. You should be listening to me. Now, that's basically what the Quran has said of other scriptures. Leaving aside, is it true or is it false? It says, tell them, look in their scripture, and they will find the last messenger is mentioned. The last revelation is mentioned. Whether it's true or false is their problem. But they do have this problem that they can't escape. It's one of the challenges made. There's one non-Muslim has reacted very well to that. He says, we have the ayah that says that the messenger is mentioned by name in their scriptures, and it was speaking to Jews and Christians. And he points out how there were lots of Jews and Christians around that heard that when that revelation was given. And they had a perfect chance to prove the Quran was wrong. They could have jumped up right then and said, okay, come with me to my house. I have no way to get there ahead of you. Come with me to my house. You're welcome to look in all my books. You won't find anything about your messenger. Nobody did that. Nobody invited the Muslim to say, ah, this time your book made a mistake. See, there's nothing in our books about the messenger. Come and see. Nobody did that. They didn't want to talk about it. That's why, in fact, one non-Muslim scholar has suggested that the Christians and Jews at that time, in that place, must have had something very obvious in what they called scripture that mentioned the messenger. That's why they kept silent at that point.
Now I know we all have good intentions, and different ways we have to cope with stress. Before me it's easy, 'cause I know he sees me. Before me it's easy, 'cause I know he sees me.
So before the break, we were discussing the concept of attesting the contents of previous books, that is Torah and Gospels, and we explained why it is important for us to know if Quran, if Islam, and if Muslims do attest all of these previous books in its entirety or not. So now, since we understand the rationale why it is important for us to know that whether Quran and Islam and Muslims, they accept the Torah and Gospel in its entirety or not, now we can dig deeper into what is our stance when it comes to endorsing these books. Well, the first point I would like you to take a look at is the meaning of distortion. How do we define distortion? when we claim that one of these scriptures, or both of these scriptures, or actually all of these scriptures before Quran, they have been distorted, what do we exactly mean by it? Brothers and sisters, when we say distorted, it does not mean that the entire books are false. No. It means that the portions of the original Torah and Gospel did exist in those books, and they still do. They existed in the time of Prophet, and they exist today as well. But there are signs and there are clear evidences that many of the portions of these books have been altered. Now, this is different from saying that everything that is contained in these books today, it is wrong, it is false. We never claimed that. When we say distorted, we mean that parts of these books, they have been changed, they have been altered, and they have lost those original words that were in that original book. So this is what we mean when we say distorted. So now look at that verse of Quran. It says that Quran endorses the contents of those scriptures, not today's scripture, which has been distorted. And we believe in this. Whether those scriptures got to be retained up until today or not, this is a separate story. So we do believe in those books being sent by Allah on His messengers, right? But today, those books are not intact in its entirety. And this is where we say that those books are distorted. Hence, the statement, the Quran attests the contents of Torah and Gospels, and is that the attributes of the noble Prophet and Quran totally match and conform with what has been mentioned about them in Torah and Gospels. As you know, there are signs and attributes, brothers and sisters, in those scriptures about the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? So we take that and we say that we believe in those things. We believe in those signs. But the book in itself, in its entirety, it has been distorted. The verse 157 of Surah Al-A'raf, it says, those who follow the messenger, prophet, the Ummi, whom they find written down with them in the Torah and the Injil. And the verse continues. See, this is how Quran endorses the contents of those books. Other verses of Quran, they declare that they have altered, that is, the contents of those books have been altered and distorted, and hence we believe it in the same fashion.
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah, you can write it.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
And there's nothing left around. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may fear, but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving. I need forgiving.